Welcome to episode 468 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel, from supporting local economies to learning about new cultures. The experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Donna, and this week I am joined by my fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy and George. And we're also excited to welcome back Amy to tell us all about her passport experience. So, Lindsay isn't here tonight, but she's credited with coining one of our favorite phrases, "We travel poorly, so you don't have to." Amy was the latest to test this out when she forgot her passport for our conference cruise.
Right.
And you may be wondering what happens in that situation and what options you have. Well, you know what? We're here to tell you all about it. So let's get started. So when we cruise, what do we typically need?
You have to bring your passport. And I know we all tell our clients, do you have a passport? Is it valid? Make sure. And some people, I mean, maybe it's a secret, maybe it's not. You don't have to have your passport to cruise out of the U.S. You can take your birth certificate. But cautious.
And it's got to be the stamped embossed copy. It can't be the hospital copy.
It has to be. Well, so here's the funny thing. I'll get into that with the border control that talked to me about what I could and couldn't have. But yes, they say it has to be the original birth certificate stamped. And you just have to be careful if you're going that route because you can get off in the ports in the Caribbean. But if you are late getting back on the ship or you miss the ship, you're stuck in that port of call until you can get a passport, and you're doing it at your own dime. So that's why we really...
Not worth it.
No, it's not worth it. Yeah. You should always bring your passport.
Not worth the $110 it costs to get into a passport.
Yeah, yeah. So can I start like with the night before?
Yeah.
Sandy was part
of the
Let's start back, at the airport and how just randomly... I ended up getting in line for security before you, and this would have averted the whole thing if we had gone through security together, because you would have seen me pull out my passport. But anyway, go ahead.
I know, but I don't know what I would have done at that point either. But I had just gotten done with this trip to Arizona where I did not need a passport, and I'm not used to traveling in the U.S. because I always carry my passport, and I just knew I didn't need it for Arizona. And then the next week I'm going on this cruise, and it's leaving out of Fort Lauderdale, and I'm just in my head. U.S., not even thinking. And the night before, Sandy and I flew the same flight into Fort Lauderdale, and we met up with all the other Outlander agents and Elizabeth, and we all had dinner together. It was a great dinner, cool hotel. And then I think it was the morning, that morning of the cruise that we were all supposed to meet down in the port. And I started texting everybody in our group chat, and I was like, oh, snap. But I didn't say snap. I said, oh, snap. I don't have my freaking passport. And I'm like, how did I even? And I'm still not overly concerned. I'm still like, I called a neighbor. I'm like, hey, can you get in my house and take a picture? I know exactly where my passport is. Can you take a picture of it? I already had everything like checked in online with the cruise. I thought, surely they will just take my passport and I've got my photo ID. And I really was not concerned. Sandy and I went out to breakfast. Still not concerned. I'm really not worried about it at all. And I went a little bit early down to the port in case I needed some extra explaining. So I got to the port earlier than all the other agents. And I start talking to the first border patrol person, control. And I said, I don't have my passport, but I have my license, and here's a picture of my passport. No, I'm sorry, you can't get on the ship. I'm like, what? I just can't get on the ship? And I said, what else can I do? And she said, well, if you can get a picture of your birth certificate, picture. But my birth certificate is in my safe deposit box at the bank, and it's a Saturday, and it's not open. So I knew there was no way I was going to do that. So they actually went up the rank. They went inside and talked to someone else who said the same thing. You can't get on the ship. I said, even if I don't get off on ports, can I just get on the ship? Like, it's all paid for. I'm not getting, you know, it's paid for. No, there's nothing I could do. And so I understood, like, I wasn't mad at them. I understand rules are rules. It was my fault. So I'm watching all of my friends and travel agents get on the ship. while I'm waiting for my Uber back to the airport.
I know, we were all getting dropped off, and there's Amy, and I felt so bad.
I'm like hugging everybody, like, goodbye. So, but I'm frantically making calls. I'm on with celebrities who we cruised with. So I'm on with, Robbie at Nexion. I'm on with, I don't remember her name, a celebrity, a couple of people, a celebrity. But they all knew about me at this point because Elizabeth had been trying to call
people. They know your name.
Yeah, and celebrity had like gone up the ranks to try to figure it out. Nothing was working. So my plan was, because I talked to celebrity and they said I could do something called downlining, which means I could get my passport and meet them in the first port of call, which was Aruba. So I decided, I was debating still. I was like, is it just, do I just call it a day? It just end it here, like I'm money lost. I decided, however, to fly back home to North Carolina, spend one night in North Carolina, get my passport, fly to Aruba the next day, stay one night in Aruba to meet the ship there. But even that is a story. Like, all along the way, I feel like the universe was telling me I shouldn't have gone on this trip. But thank goodness it was okay. But I,
well,
you know,
in the middle of a hurricane, too.
Well, so that's part of my story. So I'm flying out to Aruba, and my stopover is in Port Canaveral. And in Port Canaveral, I'm starting to hear that there's a lot of storms over, like, there's this big storm, and it's, like, right above Aruba. And they're calling, at this point, too, the flight is oversold. So they're looking for six passengers that they will pay $1,200 to sell their seat. And I'm like, gosh, there's storms. And then we find out that they might not even land in Aruba because of the storm. And I'm like, well, snap. I don't even know if I'm going to make it to Aruba. But what if I make it to Aruba and the ship can't dock there? And so I go up to the counter. And I said, I'm out. I'll take the $1,200. This was not meant to be. And when you know, the person in front of me was the last person to get that deal. So, and I'm like, I had paid extra to do that. Like, early seating with Southwest, and they're in line right now. So I'm going to lose my place in line if I don't hurry up and get back in the line. Excuse me. So I said, okay, I guess I'm going, just whatever. I'm going. I took an extra Dramamine, got in my place in line. I'm scared because I know there are storms. The pilot gets on and he said, it's going to be choppy. Just wear your seatbelt the entire time. If you don't have to get up, don't get up. And I'm freaking out about that. I'm freaking out about not being able to land in Aruba, the ship not meeting us in Aruba. What am I going to do now? Like, more money to whatever.
How I made long it to was Aruba. That flight?
Was it 2.5 maybe ish? Two and a half hours?
Too bad.
I did make it into Aruba just fine, and it really wasn't bad at all. So I'm glad I got there. I stayed at the Hilton in Aruba for the night by myself. The ship was supposed to arrive the next morning, and I had to have my passport, and there was a lot of extra things going on with that too. Really quick though, Aruba is beautiful, and you do not have to stay in an all-inclusive resort in Aruba, especially in the area I was at in Palm Beach. There are restaurants and bars for miles.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a Riu property that's all inclusive there. But honestly, I'm glad that I was at the Hilton. I just walked right across the street. It was awesome. Like, they're just up and down, and it's really a safe area too.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seemed very walkable and nice.
Yeah, that's right, because you came. Okay, so.
Yeah.
So the ship, Sandy, I'll let you talk about your night on the ship while I'm waiting for you to arrive the next day.
Yeah, I feel like we got to do a side note here. And this is, I feel like we may have mentioned this on when we did our celebrity podcast, but whenever you are linking everybody together on celebrity with your account, if you have, like, if you're making dining reservations with other people and stuff, when you pull up the app, they're going to come up first. So Elizabeth inadvertently printed luggage tags, which is the first thing that came up, thinking it was just her stuff. And she printed Amy's luggage tags. So her luggage was in Amy's cabin for the first night. And her roommate kept like going and looking for it. And they had their Apple AirTags out. And they were like, well, it's on the ship. We can tell, you know, it didn't get left at the port. And I was jokingly saying, oh, you should check Amy's cabin because, you know, nobody's in it. And but I wasn't thinking about the luggage tag thing and like the connection. But yeah, that's where they were. Their luggage was in
there. Were in my room, which is so funny. I mean, that was two nights that I missed of the cruise. But also, you were sailing through that storm.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
And
they had like yeah. 8 and 10 foot swells.
Yes. Yeah. And everybody yeah. was dropping, I heard, like throwing up and
that was
to go
not
to bed
a
and...
very, it wasn't a very lively night.
No.
Yeah. People were starting
so
to get.
So I feel like, whereas one point of view of mine was, the universe is telling me not to do this trip, I think it was helping me avoid those two nights. I don't know what I would have done. I'm awful. I take That's Dramamine true. To drive. I take Dramamine on an airplane. I take Dramamine on a ship. That would have been awful to me.
Yeah.
So I did get to avoid
that's
that.
That's why I had a cabin on the third deck.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's true, Amy, because even Kristen, who I was rooming with, who said she never gets sick, got sick that night, and she yes. didn't go
I
to
cannot
dinner.
Imagine.
She didn't go to any, yeah, she was, yeah.
Well, but thank goodness the ship did make it to port, to Aruba. So we're kind of starting to text again with Wi-Fi, and I'm learning that they're coming in. It's starting to rain. It's a little bit rainy, though, that morning. Mm-hmm.
Lots of lightning when we were sailing
was
that
there?
Night. Oh yeah, like I kept seeing the lightning through, like flashing behind the curtain of our balcony, and
that is creepy.
Yeah, it kept waking me up. It was wild. Yeah.
Well, okay, so
I'm
glad.
In an interior cabin with no windows, so I felt
it's
nothing.
Like a cave.
I saw nothing. Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, so right. I made it to Aruba safely. The ship made it to Aruba safely, but the process for downlining. So I had my passport with me now. I had to have a sheet. They gave me, so when you downline, you have to call into Celebrity and say, hey, I wasn't able to board. I didn't have my passport. And they have to have you on a manifest. So they know you're downlining. You can't just do this all on your own. If you ever forget your passport and you decide to meet a ship later and on in a later port, make sure you're calling whatever cruise line. Call them, tell them what happened. Say you're planning on meeting the ship later. They'll put you on a manifest. So when I arrived to the port, I was able to pass through the border patrol right there mm-hmm. and get on the ship. I had to also wait at the bottom of the ship while people were coming off to do their excursions. I had to wait there until somebody escorted me on, gave me my key card. It was raining that day. And another side note, it was raining. And here are these really entitled people coming off the ship saying, they were yelling at these poor celebrity workers saying, this is not what I paid for. You're saying I have to do an excursion that I pay. I want my money back. And I felt so bad. And the people that were working at the port were just like, you know, it never rains here. It's always sunny here. They're below the hurricane belt. So really they don't get hurricanes, but something. Yeah. I felt so bad, but yeah, I got on the ship.
My excursion got canceled. And
a lot
so
of them got canceled, right.
So I actually went to the excursion desk. I'm like, okay, is there another excursion I can do? And so they put me on a different excursion that afternoon.
Okay. And I think Sandy and a couple of us went back to the Hilton for a day pass.
Yes. Yeah. And it was not super hot that day.
Yeah.
I think that I'm
was
the only one that got
thing,
in the water.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it didn't rain. I don't think it stopped raining.
Stopped raining around noon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Donna and I walked around the port a little bit.
That's right.
Yeah. So
that was our day in Aruba. And that is how you downline. Just don't forget your passports. Ugh.
Yeah. And it might not be, I don't know that every cruise will allow you to downline, but I don't know. It's something you have to kind of see about. Because I just had someone ask me about that for another cruise.
Yeah. Definitely you have to call the cruise line, though. Don't just assume that you can get on at your next port of call just on your own.
And then you had a little bit of extra stuff you had to do when you got off the ship too, right?
Yeah. So because of customs and border control, because I didn't go through the process in Fort Lauderdale, at the end, I had to be the first one to get off the ship at 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. And I had to do my customs there, and it was a breeze. I don't know if it was for you guys getting off later, but I mean, of course there was hardly anybody there, but it was a super easy quick process for me to get off the ship.
Yeah. Did you have to could you put your luggage out the night before, or did you have to carry it?
No, I had to carry it down with me. Right. That was the other thing. Because I had to do that, I had to carry my luggage off with me.
Yeah. And then you had to sit outside and wait until I got off the ship at like 8 or 8:30, or I'm like, I'm going to have breakfast. Yeah.
I know. I was so hungry by the time you guys got down there.
That's
but that is downlining, and that is my super sad story, and I still haven't even posted about it. It's so embarrassing. I'm so mad at myself.
I guess everyone's going to know
You'll
now.
You'll probably never make that mistake again.
Do as I say, not as I do.
It's interesting, though, that you could have had a picture of your... This makes me want to go take a picture of my birth certificate right now and just like,
to
save
have
it to my email.
I know. That's what she told me. She said, if you can get a picture or scan it, I mean, it wasn't going to be the original.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, she was going to let me.
That is interesting.
I have heard that before, though. Yeah.
And I'm like, well, this is my passport. I can picture my passport.
I wonder why.
It just wasn't going to work.
I remember one time I was on an airplane. I think I was going from Raleigh to Atlanta, you know, and then there were these people on the plane who were going from, like, once they connected in Atlanta, they were going to do a cruise. And this woman was like talking about how she didn't have a passport or anything with her. And I was like, I'm really sorry. I'm not trying to eavesdrop, but I'm just going to let you know that you are not going to be able to get on that cruise if you don't have your birth certificate. So if you have somebody who can send you a copy of your birth certificate. And she was like, oh no. And it's almost like she didn't believe me. But then there was this other man on the plane who was a representative from like the tourism board of the Bahamas. And I saw him go up to her and say, yeah, he was like, she's right. You're going to need that. Cause I was like, hey, you have to establish your identity and your like your nationality, basically. So driver's license and birth certificate does that, or passport trumps it. It's kind of almost like when you're getting a job and you need to show like that you're eligible to work and stuff. But yeah, so I guess, and also if you're not a U.S. citizen, you have to have a passport to cruise out of the U.S. Just like we have to have passports if we are going to like Vancouver and going to Alaska.
And you have to really make sure, I'm dealing with this with a client right now, really make sure that whatever document you're bringing, you also have to have a photo ID.
Yeah.
So make sure that those names match. I'm dealing with somebody who...
Oh, yeah.
And it also has to... Otherwise, you have to bring the paperwork that says...
Yeah, saying I
changed
my
like
name.
Your divorce papers, marriage certificate. Yes.
And that's where if you have your passport, just use your passport. Like, you don't... Yeah.
And use the name that's on the passport. Like, yeah. Because some people, you know, I've seen this before with people who are getting married. And they think they need to use their new name. You know, I'm like, no, you don't. Not
no,
yet.
No,
no,
do not use that.
Yeah, don't do that yet.
Just has to match.
Yeah.
This client is actually scheduled to leave next Wednesday. Is it the 10th? Next Wednesday. He's headed to D.C. tomorrow to get his wife's passport. Ooh. Because the name's the birth certificate, the driver's license, the passport's expired. So they were going to use the birth certificate and driver's license. And the names don't match.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. Did they have to go through like a congressman to get an appointment?
Yeah. Well, they had to do whatever that they had to get a, they had
expedited.
Yeah. Well, it's the same day. What is that? You can either do it in Atlanta or DC. You have to have an appointment.
I know you can contact,
or you can pay a service, but those are running for those overnight passports are running a couple thousand.
Oh, are you kidding?
So my husband just did it through his company. He works for a big corporation, and they paid for it. It was $900, and he got it back in a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's not cheap, but if you've already booked a $50,000 trip and you're going to miss it because you don't have a passport.
Unless the government shuts down, then all bets are off.
But you know what? Okay, so here's what's interesting, and tell me if this sounds right to you. Last week, I knew his appointment was coming up tomorrow, and then last week when this whole shutdown was looming, I said, hey, any way maybe you can get in this week before the government might shut down Saturday? I'm a little worried about your passport. He said, I was too. I called, and they said they wouldn't shut down.
Yeah, I had read that they are funded by, like, their fees and not by... Okay. Congress, but I don't know. I get so nervous. I'm just like, if people tell me
6 to 8 months behind schedule anyway. So
yeah, I thought it was more like 4 months, but it's expedited. It's taking too long. Let's just agree that it is taking it. Like, why are we not fixed this by now? You know, like,
let's start something. Yeah. Let's get this figured out. I'll work for them and start stamping some things.
Like, what do we do? You want me to come open the mail? Do we just need to open this stuff? Yeah, it's crazy.
How long is it taking now? I just read an article that things are getting a little bit faster. Is that what you're talking about? I just today.
I haven't had anybody that I've been following. I know my one of the kids that lives with me, she sent hers off in April and got it back in like 4 months.
Wow.
So it was like
not expedited.
Maybe it was 3 months. It was 12 to 16 weeks. I can't really remember. I think I made note of it at the time, but yeah. No, not expedited. That was just, but that was April. So it could be different now. You know, we're like October. So,
yeah.
And then they were doing my dad just renewed his.
Yeah.
Your dad took about 10 weeks. Yeah. Just standard renewal. So it wasn't awful, but.
And then they're doing a drive to basically get more people signed up. I'm like, why are you doing this? You're already behind.
Right.
I don't know why they're so behind. It's ridiculous, but.
So the moral of the story is take your passport.
Don't wait till the last
cruising.
Minute.
Take it. I don't care if you're cruising out of Charleston, South Carolina. Take your passport.
Yeah.
Or have your birth certificate. Is the safe, you know, I wouldn't even rely on a copy. Take it.
Yes.
Maybe they'll take a copy. We aren't sure. We were told, but I didn't try that.
Yeah. Ugh, what a pain.
And don't do as I do.
It's nice that you have this example of what happens if, you know.
I know. Yeah. I know. I've done it all now. I know. I have that experience.
We appreciate it. You take one for the team.
Yes.
It was all for research. Staying a night in Aruba. And that was fun.
Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. And you can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of outlandertravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. So thank you again, Amy, for sharing your lovely experience. Oh,
thank you for being pretty kind. You could have been a lot worse.
We're all like one like forgetfulness thing away from doing the same
exactly.
thing. You know?
It was my turn.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So on behalf of Sandy, George, and myself, Donna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.